You see, you know, that's, we are so blessed at Bethel. I mean, we got singers on top of singers. The twins today blessed me so much, and the kids tonight. I'll tell you, that's, I don't get excited about bringing in singers. I'm stacked with singers. I mean, we go to heaven. I tell Eddie, our people are better. They got a huge church, you know. But we are blessed for a church our small to have singers, preachers, teachers. For as models people, we really, the Lord's blessed us with talent, hasn't He? He really has. And so tonight we're going to have Brother Dave bring us a message, going to challenge our hearts. So Brother Dave, you come right now. Let's give him a great hand.
A few folks that we need to pray for. Please pray for Lizzie White. She's still not feeling well. She's a little dizzy. She's not sick to her stomach sometimes. And Brother Eddie Sherwood covered your prayers for her. Also pray for Annie Saylor. She's not feeling well. Pray for Grandpa Lemley. So good to see him at Gary's retirement party the other night. It was great to see him. And, of course, continue to pray for Robert's mom. I talked to him today, and he said she's getting worse. She's had her trailer remodeled some to make it so she can go from place to place, but it's still not easy for her, and she gets tired real easy. Folks, she needs a miracle, and we need to pray for her in a special way, and it sure does tax Brother Robert, so make sure that we pray for him also. It's not easy watching your mama go through this, so please pray for him at this time. Something that's real heavy on my heart the last few days, and I know that preacher talked about it some this morning, but I want to talk to you about a different aspect of it. I want to talk to you about trying to help your life. In Sunday school this morning, I talked about wisdom, and for the next few weeks, we're going to be talking about wisdom. Wisdom is something that's very close to God's heart. If you read the scriptures in Proverbs chapter 8, if we ever get there tonight, I'll show you a couple of verses that the Lord really holds wisdom in very, very high regard. And it's something that we have stopped seeking collectively as Christians. And it's certainly something we need to seek more, especially at Bethel Baptist Church for the times that we are coming into in the near future. Many preachers have said that don't go into a building program, you lose half your church. Church, I say, you stay with us and let's go gain half the more. I think that we're going to need wisdom in the future days ahead. And I think we're going to need the leadership of our pastor. I think we're going to need to keep the wisdom of following our pastor. And I think that these days ahead are going to be bright, bright days for Bethel Baptist Church. So stay with it. Let's get some wisdom from God. Tonight I'm going to preach on the subject, three wise men. Not the Christmas wise men, because we didn't know how many there were anyways in the scriptures, but these are different totally. Three wise men. I'm going to talk to you about their lives tonight. So if you would open up your Bibles to Proverbs chapter 3. Proverbs chapter 3. In verse 7, if we'd all stand, this verse is very short. I will not keep you long tonight. I'll do my dead level best to get out of here as quickly as possible, but I'm not going to get out of here like Dr. Bob Gray said until the Holy Spirit's done giving truth, until the Bible's done giving truth, until the Holy Spirit says to shut it down, we'll shut her down. Amen? Proverbs 3, chapter 3, verse 7, the Bible says, "Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil." Let's bow our heads in prayer. Dear Lord, we don't know why things happen the way that they do. We don't know why certain avenues are taken when others are not. But Lord, we still know that you're in control and everything goes through you. Lord, please, I'm begging you tonight, protect each and every one under the sound of my voice tonight. Protect them. Protect them. Let the message tonight get in their hearts so that they understand that this isn't about me, this isn't about somebody else, this is about them, and protecting them from the path that they could take someday. Lord, be with us. Lord, always my prayer before I preach. I'm so thankful to be here. So thankful to have the opportunity. Lord, let me decrease and let you increase tonight. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. I wish to talk to you about three men. These three men are completely different. Some aspects, they're the same, but most of them are completely different. And I'd like to start this by laying a foundation of this. I am so thankful that the Lord has brought me to a place where I learned truth right away. I want you to hear that again. I'm so thankful that I've been brought to a place where I've learned truth first. The reason I say that is this. A lot of times, we look down on people that are religions other than us. Jehovah's Witnesses, Catholics. That ought not be. And I'll tell you why. I'm not for what they believe in. Don't misread me. But what you've got to understand is this. They believe what they believe as deeply as you believe what you believe. They just have gone down the wrong avenue. And we've got to understand that those people can need the Lord just as much as we do. Those people need salvation just as much as we do. And we've got to understand and be thankful to God that we've been brought to a place that has a pastor that has taught us truth. I've made this statement many times. I know nothing apart from my dad. My dad brought me to the knowledge his church brought me to the knowledge of the Lord. Amen to that. But through the scriptures and through his teachings, I've gleaned most of the stuff that I know. And if you would be honest, the preacher has probably gave you more knowledge of the scriptures than you've probably got anywhere else. May not be true. You may have gotten truth from other great preachers. He's not the only one. I understand that. But in my life, he's been the one that's given me the majority of the truth that I hold today. When I'm speaking of these three wise men, please understand this. The reason that I'm speaking of these is not because I'm looking down on them. It's because I don't want to become one of them. See, we are all in a place in our lives where it's very possible for us to go down the wrong lane or wrong avenue also. Don't ever think for 1 minute that you've arrived to a place where you're not susceptible to being brought into lies. Don't ever feel that in your life that you've grown so much in Jesus Christ, you've come so far in the work of God, you work so hard for God. Don't ever come to that place. I don't care if your brother Carl is one of my heroes in the faith. He's one of the most faithful people I know, but brother Carl, even you are susceptible to the devil. And here's the thing that I want to get across to your lives. The devil does not care about you. He just wants to use you. A saved person deceived by the devil is much more dangerous than a lost one. Because a saved person that's deceived by the devil is one that wants to go and propagate what they now believe. Lost people don't care. They don't want to propagate anything. Saved people that are deceived want to propagate what now they believe. Those deceiving others and keeping others from the salvation of Jesus Christ, which is so simple and thankfully we've learned so greatly here. What you've got to understand is this, that the credit does not fall upon this man sitting in the front row. The credit does not fall upon my pastor, I'm very grateful for. That credit does not go to him. That credit goes to Jesus Christ. Amen. The credit of the knowledge that he has received from Christ and passed on to us does not belong to our pastor, although I'm so thankful for him that he's been steadfast and unmovable all these years. So thankful for that. But that's not where the credit lies. Brother Carl, being so rich in the scriptures and so smart, the credit does not belong to him. I love him with all my heart, but that's not where the credit belongs. The credit belongs to Christ. And we've got to get ourselves, I tell you, we could avoid a lot of pitfalls along the way if we just realize that all we have to do is keep looking up. Don't look down. Just keep looking up. If he's going to fashion your steps, you're not going to fall. If he's going to fashion your steps, you're not going to go into the pits. If he's the one fashioning your steps, don't worry about where you're stepping. That's where God wants you to step. So you understand in our lives that there are three wise men that I want to tell you about tonight. And by the way, all three are wise. I just want to show you about their wisdom. Proverbs 3 verse 7 says, "Be not wise in thine own eyes." I want to introduce you to the three men. The first man is wise in his own eyes. Now, I'm going to portray this man as a lost sinner. I'm going to portray this man as a lost sinner with his own ideas of how to obtain heaven. Now, I want to tell you about this guy because I'm going to tell you, he is a sad individual at best. I know many men that are much smarter than I that don't know Christ. I know many men that are much more honest than I that don't know Christ. I know many men that have a lot more money than I that don't know Christ. I know a lot of men that have great things but don't have Christ. I know a lot of men that hold themselves to be wise men but do not have Christ. Every one of us at one time or another was in this state. Every one of us at one time in our lives was an unsaved person, believing that it was okay to be unsaved. You didn't think that you were lost until you knew you needed to be found. Now, when I was sitting in, I'll never forget it. I know I could take you to the place where Ron Brown led me to Christ. I could take you to the storefront. I could take you upstairs. I could take you right next to the register where these little knees touch the ground. They ain't little anymore. And they don't touch the ground much anymore either, I'm going to tell you that. It's too hard to get up. I brought an engine lift inside my house. Anyways, I can take you to the spot that I remember when a man said to me, hell is real. And if you don't believe in Christ, you're going to go there. It really burns. It's really forever. Now, to me, it wasn't a hard decision. Gee, heaven or burning forever? I choose heaven. I went forward and I told him that I needed to be saved. He explained it to me. I believe it that day. I was 11 years old. We figured out the math. I thought it was 8, but you're young. You don't know how old you are anyways. I figured out the math. I believe I was 11 years old, which is my favorite number, which works really well for me. 11 years old, I accepted the Lord as my Savior. Now understand this. I hear a lot of folks, well, I did the bad things before I was saved. I got news for you. I did the bad things after I was saved. Okay? Don't think for one minute that because you did bad things after you're saved that you're unusable for God. God can use you at any time. There's not a time in your life when you can't be used by Christ. But before I came to that spot, and by the way, I know several people in my life right now that don't believe what I believe because they know that they are good enough to get to heaven when they die. They are wise in their own eyes on how to get to heaven when they die. They know that it can't be as easy as we say. It can't be like we say. It's got to be something that I can do. It's got to be something that I can say. It's got to be somewhere I can go. I'm wise in my own eyes. I don't need your help. But understand this, there's never a time in your life. Get this now. You need to hold this. I don't care if you get anything else the rest of the night tonight. You've got to grab a hold of this. You've got to grab a hold of this. There's never a day in your life that you do not need Christ. From the birth to the earth, there's never a day that goes by when you don't need Christ. I don't care how old you get or how young you are. There's never a day, kids, understand this now. There's never a day. If you could learn this truth, Josh Porter, your life would be so much easier from here on out. There's never a day that you don't need Christ. You should wake up in the morning and say, Lord, I need you. You should wake up in the morning and say, Lord, I need you. We got a big test today. Lord, I need you. We got this going on today. Lord, I need you. We don't have anything going on today. I just need you to get through the day. If we would realize how important Christ is in our lives, how much better we'd be. Lost people need Christ. Lost people, being wise in their own eyes, ignorant to the rest of the things that are going on in the world, ignorant to that they can be found by Christ, they need Him in a very special way. Yet in their eyes, they're wise. In their eyes, they've got something better. How many times have you witnessed to somebody and say, I don't need Him. I'm a good person. Good people are going to hell every day. And I know the Bible says there is none good, no, not one. But in our eyes, some people are good people. In our eyes, people are inherently good people. In our eyes, we see that. But good people split hell wide open every single day. Good people split hell wide open because they don't have the wisdom that Christ wants to give them. They are the first wise man. They're lost. But they're wise in their own eyes. The second wise man is also wise because he seeks the Lord for salvation. Now, I'm doing these out of order, but they're in order. Okay? Now, this second wise man, I want you to turn to Proverbs 1:5. Proverbs 1:5. I'm going to compare this man to the first man in 1 second. Proverbs 1:5, according to the scriptures, the Bible says, a wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels. To understand a proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. You can be a wise man, accepting Christ as your Savior and staying with wise counsel will make you a wise man. Now let me compare the difference. Turn to Jeremiah chapter 8. Turn to Jeremiah chapter 8. You just read Proverbs 1:5. I want you to remember that in your head. Then I want you to read verse 9 of Jeremiah. It says, the wise men are ashamed. They are dismayed and taken. I want you to hear this now. They are dismayed and taken. Lo, they have rejected the word of the Lord, and what wisdom is in them? There is wisdom in them, but what wisdom is it? It isn't the wisdom that the Lord wants. It isn't the wisdom that they need to have. It's the wisdom that they believe they have. They believe they're smarter than the next guy, but they're really not. And in them resides a wisdom, and that wisdom can really turn them away from the exact thing that they need. Don't be wise in your own eyes. Understand that there's wisdom in the gray-headed. The Bible talks about wisdom in the gray-headed. The preacher talks about wishing his hair was black all the time. I got news for you. It needs to be gray-headed because he's got wisdom more than most people have about the Scriptures. See, what you got to understand is Brother Carl's been around the block a few more times than we have. He's got wisdom. He's seen some things that we have not seen. The gray-headed men have seen things that we have not seen. They've been places we have not been. And Eddie, no matter how smart we feel we are, we should always hold on to the counsel of the old men. We should always hold on to what they've got to give us because they've been through the paths that we have yet to walk. And they've seen the trees and the briars on each side and know that you're not supposed to turn that way. You're not supposed to turn that way. Just stay the straight way because that's the only way you're going to make it. I'm going to tell you right now, to walk the narrow path today is getting harder and harder. You know why? The path is overgrowing with weeds and overgrowing with briars because nobody's walking it anymore. Yeah. It used to be it was a thoroughfare. Yeah. It used to be it was a one-lane highway of people following after righteousness, people loving God and seeking out Him. Today, it's barely a footpath that if you take one step off, you are sucked into the ditch. Because no one's walking it anymore. Because nobody, they'll come in and get saved. Glory to God. I'm not impressed with somebody getting saved. I love it. I'm thankful for it. But I'm impressed with somebody that gets saved and decides that they want others to be saved too. I'm impressed with somebody that gets saved and decides to become what God wanted them to be, a reproducer. Somebody that reproduces what they are. Somebody that decides to work for the Lord. I'm not impressed with a pew sitter. I'm thankful that you come. Our seats are cold without you. But I would rather see somebody that desires to love God in the best way they can. And by the way, you don't have to work cleaning the bathroom to serve God. Pray for His people. That's serving God too. How great would it be if we had an army of people just praying for each other? How wise would that be, seeking out the Word of God for each other, reading through the Scriptures every single day, seeking out God's wisdom, not because you desire to be wiser than the next guy, but because you desire to become closer to God. When's the last time we wanted to be closer to God? When's the last time, and I'm not talking about for gain. When's the last time you got into a prayer closet? When's the last time you prayed, little fella? Seriously. I want you to think about this in your hearts. When's the last time you tried to get closer to God? I'll choke your neck. You know it too. I love this kid with all my heart, but he's getting real close to a tracheotomy. I'm going to tell you right now, folks. You need to pray to God. You need to ask for His wisdom. You need to seek Him out. Because if you don't seek Him out, who will? Nobody else can seek God for you. We can't seek God for Miss D. She's got to seek God on her own. We can't seek God for Jamie. God put up a sign a long time ago, no Jamie seekers can come here. Folks, you got to understand something. There's nothing in the Bible that says Brother Carey can't be close to God. There's nothing in the Bible says Miss Jeannie can't be close to God, Gert can't be close to God. Nowhere in the Bible does it say that you can't be close to God. But everywhere in the Bible says seek after wisdom. And you find that wisdom, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. You find that wisdom starting out knowing that God is great and you need Him. God is holy and you need Him. God is righteous and you need Him. He is merciful and you need Him. He's graceful and you need Him. If we can start there, then we'll start to be wise. I'm not talking about wise being able to decide who gets the baby at Solomon's chair. That's wisdom. That's great. I'd never thought of that. Kill the kid. See who takes. See who cries over it. I would never thought of that. And Solomon was unbelievably wise. But he got that wisdom, preacher, from God. He didn't get that wisdom on his own. And what we've got to understand is this. He sought out the wisdom by saying, God, I don't want riches. God, I don't want this. I don't want that. All I want to know is how to help my people. That's it. Give me understanding with how to deal with my people. That's what he talked about. And God says, not only will I give you that, you'll be the wisest man this world's ever known or ever will. You'll be the richest king the world has ever known or ever will. And these are the things I'm going to give you. And he sought for wisdom and became a wise man. The first wise man is a lost man, wise in his own eyes. Second wise man is a wise man that gets saved and seeks God. There's a third wise man, though. This wise man's a saved man that becomes wise in his own eyes after he gets saved. He becomes an enemy of the cross, being a saved person. He becomes a person that seeks God only on his terms, that seeks God in the best way that he thinks he should seek God. He seeks God only in the avenues that are pleasing to him. He seeks God because he thinks if God comes on his terms, that he'll be much happier to serve him. He seeks God knowing that, oh, God's ways may be this way, but I believe if God would check with me first, he believed that the Lord would change his mind on some of his tactics. That's not wisdom. Not godly wisdom. I want you to look through just a few scriptures. Godly wisdom is better than gold. Godly wisdom is, if you get after godly wisdom, you're loving your own soul. God's wisdom from above is pure. God's wisdom is better than rubies. God's wisdom has been around since before the world. God's wisdom has been around from everlasting. God's wisdom is perfect and holy. That's God's wisdom. And you know what it says in the scriptures? He'll give it to you freely if all you do is ask. See, he says, I'll give you salvation, but more than that. I'll give you wisdom on how to get through everyday life. I'll give you wisdom on how to seek me and become closer to me. I'll give you wisdom and get you closer so you can understand more of the things that I have. Usually in the scriptures, wisdom and understanding are in the same verse. Because he wants that wisdom in your heart so you can understand what's going on. You say, I don't know, there's too many, it's too hard. I love teenagers. It's too hard. My life is too hard. You don't understand. It's too hard. Mom and dad hate me. I ought to go home and eat worms. I got news for you, folks. Your life today is not hard enough that God can't give you grace to get through it. Your life is not hard enough that he can't make you get another step. He can't make you go that extra mile. He can't make you go to get closer to him. Our problem is we won't go 18 inches straight down and get on our knees to ask for another day. We'd just rather throw up our hands and say, you know what? I'm tired. I'm tired of people. I had a dime for every time I heard, I'm tired of people. So we say, all go away. Church of one. We can't make it without each other. Hold on to that. We can't make it without every person. I was talking to my wife. We were talking about the scripture when it says about the church is like a bunch of members of the body. If everyone was an eye, then how could you hear? If everyone was an ear, how could you see? Well, there's bad parts of the body too, amen? Somebody's the armpit in this world. Somebody's the toe jam in this world. My question is, what part of the body are you? Toe jam, armpit? Or are you part of the good parts of the body, amen? Are you some of the teeth that have already been brushed, unless you've got the same color toothbrush as the rest of your family? Or you got, Brother Dave Skyver has a blue toothbrush, so does everybody else. He felt his toothbrush this morning, it was wet. Shannon didn't tell him she dropped it into the toilet. Turn over to James chapter 1. The third man. This man believes that he has accomplished enough wisdom on his own that he adds his own wisdom before he recalls the wisdom that God gave him. I want you to hear that. The third wise man believes that he has accomplished enough wisdom on his own that he adds his own wisdom before he recalls the wisdom that God has given him. What he's doing is ignoring the teaching that God has given him. He's ignoring what God has shown him. He's ignoring what he's heard. He's ignoring from the good counsel. I'm not talking about the messy counsel that's out there from all the moron preachers. I'm talking about he's heard good counsel from good men out of God's word. And he adds his own wisdom to that. By the way, do you realize that every false teacher that's out there adds their part to Jesus Christ, and that's what makes them false? They got to start with something. The devil starts with something. Most of what the devil tells you is true. Most of what it is true. The devil can't get you with a straight out lie. He's not dumb. He's real smart. So he gives you a bunch of truth wrapped up in one little lie. And you know what that makes it? Lie. There's no truth in him, folks. Understand this. There's no truth in the devil. What's sad is in this country today, we are not afraid of what the devil can do anymore. We just go ahead and believe I'll be all right without God. I can make it because I'm a tough Christian. I'm better than the rest. I've come above the rest. Don't you worry about me. I'm telling you, you're going to be wise man number three. See, what we've got to pray for in our lives, Eddie, is that we get a hold of what the old men want to teach us and we never let it loose. We get a hold of this King James Bible, and we never let it loose. You've got to die holding this one right here. You've got to die holding onto the King James Bible. You've got to die holding this Bible in your hand, because this is where you find truth. It's the truth contained in here that you've got anything that you've got in your head. Anything, any knowledge that you've gotten, any wisdom that we've gotten has come right from here. Our preacher doesn't get any messages from apart from here. If he starts preaching messages that aren't in here, we need to be out there. I don't care how good he is. If he starts preaching something that's not in here, get out. This is all we've got going for us, folks, right here. Oh, I've heard that so many times, but I didn't get sick. And I got news for you, folks. You're not above it. You need to hear this every time you get a chance. You need to hold on to what God's got for you. You need to know about this King James Bible, because there's going to be a day when you're going to have to make the choice. Because there's going to be a day when something's going to be presented to you. You're going to have the briar-filled footpath going this way, or you're going to have a four-lane highway going that way. And sometimes a decision to go fast is easier to make than the decision to get your knees scraped up going this way. There's going to be a day. Oh, I'm above that, Brother Dave. I'd never stray. You will stray if you have that attitude, I promise you. You will stray. You got to realize that you will stray and hang on to the shepherd. Sheep are dumb. Sheep are one of the dumbest animals in the whole wide world. I believe that's why the Lord calls us that.
Right.
He knows we're dumb. You got to understand that you're dumb. Well, you come to church tonight and you call me dumb. I thought coming to church was smart. I hear it. I hear it. I'm dumb. That's why the Lord needs to guide me. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. I don't have the ability to walk without a leash. God's got to direct me. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven in with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. Now what's that telling you? Don't come to God without the faith that he can give you the wisdom. Don't come to God saying, you know what, I'm pretty smart, God. You may not be able to get anything past me. Because God will throw you a curveball you never believe. So you come to the Lord in faith saying, I need your wisdom because I don't have any on my own. I need your strength and I don't have any on my own. I need your holiness because without you, I've got nothing. You come that way, the Lord will give to you liberally and upbraideth not. But if we seek our own, then you become wise man number three. You become the man that was once lost, then was saved. Now is not lost again, but boy, he's all out there wandering on his own. Turn to Colossians chapter 1. Turn to Colossians chapter 1. If you have a hard time finding that, it's right next to Colossians chapter 2. This is how much the people cared back in these days about telling their people not to stray. Verse number 9, "For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might, according to His glorious power, unto all patience and longsuffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, glory to God, and hath translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son, in whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sins, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by Him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by Him and for Him. And He is before all things, and by Him all things consist." How many consist? All things consist. "And He is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things He might have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in Him should all fullness dwell, and having made peace through the blood of His cross, glory to God, by Him to reconcile all things unto Himself, by Him, I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven, by Him, over and over, by Him, and you that were sometimes alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath He reconciled in the body of His flesh through death, to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in His sight, glory to God, if you continue in the faith, grounded and settled." Listen to this. If you continue in the faith, grounded and settled. If you continue in the faith, grounded and settled. If you continue in the faith, grounded and settled. If you continue in the faith, grounded and settled. See, what you've got to understand is this. You've been taught great truth here. You've been taught great truth in this church. Don't let go. I'm going to tell you right, you say, "Brother David, I'm never going to let go. There's no way." I'm telling you right now, that's just the attitude that's going to let you drop. That's just the attitude that's going to let you go. You've got to get with God. You've got to say, "Lord God, I need You to every day to keep me right where I'm at. Lord, please don't let me go. Give me the wisdom to move on another day. Give me the wisdom to work through this world and stay where I ought to stay. Give me the wisdom to walk this path that nobody else wants me to walk. Give me the wisdom to stay where I ought to be, no matter what comes." Because if you don't, you won't. We're not strong enough without Him. We're not strong enough without Him. We don't have the ability. We don't have it. And be not, you got to get a hold of this, folks. "And be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which you have heard." You had to hear it. Please understand this. You don't get saved apart from the Word of God. Would you please hear my voice today? Oh, I know that the Holy Spirit calls you, but you know what? The Holy Spirit can't do it alone. Jesus Christ died on the cross, and I'm so thankful for it. But without the Bible, what do you know about the cross? Without the Word of God, what do you know about Jesus Christ? Without the Bible, what do you know about His salvation, which is now your salvation? What do you know? What does the preacher preach without the Bible? What do we talk about without the Scriptures? Where do we go without this? Don't let loose of it. So he's trying to tell you. We pray for you daily. That's what this whole thing started off. We pray for you daily, Eddie, that you don't ever lose this. "Well, it's too hard to read." Get glasses. "Well, I can't figure out the big words." Get a dictionary. "Well, I don't understand." Pray to God, because He giveth to all men liberally. See, I got news for you. You know what that says when you say it's too hard to read? That means you haven't read it. Don't tell me. Oh, it's much easier to understand than this new English tongue that we've gotten. You know what? The last thing I need is the new English tongue that these clowns are bringing out. Yo, man, what's up? Yo, I'm Jesus. You know, I came down. See what I'm saying? And I came down and said, they bust a cap in me. I'm all the way down to this earth, be born in a manger. And they bust a cap in me. You think that's the scriptures I need? No, I'd rather have he was born of a virgin. I'm not dumb, and I got news for you kids, neither are you. Do you know why you're being told that you're too dumb to understand this Bible? Because the world doesn't want you to be smart. The world wants you to believe you're dumb. Because if you're dumb, you won't be able to read this if you're dumb. But you're not dumb. You're smart kids, and I got news for you. Every one of you are too. I'm a little slow to read. Don't worry about it. Moses was slow to speak too. God sure did work through him. I got news for you. Look to God today. Look to God today. Don't become the third wise man. Oh, I'm good enough. I don't need your help. I'll just go to the NIV and read whatever God has over there. God doesn't have anything over there. Everything's right here. Which ye have heard, and which is preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister, who now rejoice in my sufferings for you, and fill up that which is behind of the afflictions of Christ in my flesh for his body's sake, which is the church, whereof I am made a minister according to the dispensation of God, which is given to me for you, to fulfill the word of God. Even the mystery which hath been hid from the ages, from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory, whom we preach, warning every man, teaching in wisdom. The three wise men are the same man. They're the same man. He once was lost. But in wisdom of God, and a great message preached by my preacher, and a great friend who had the guts to give him the message, he got saved. And over, he heard hundreds of messages. Preached the truth of the scriptures. Over and over. He went to Romans class and heard the truth there. He came to my class and was bored out of his skull. He came to my class and heard about our Bible that I love so much. Over and over your truth and wisdom. Over and over your truth and wisdom. Over and over your truth and wisdom of God. Not of us. I don't care about us. He took Brother Rob's class too. Not of Robert. Not of Dan. Not of me. He got wisdom from God. Wisdom from God. Wisdom from God. Yeah. And then he added his own. Three wise men in one. Wise to get saved. Wise to come to church. Wise to learn of God's wisdom. And then wise on his own. And what's sad, the wisdom that this third wise man possesses is a wisdom that's so hard to pull him out of. It's a wisdom that you have religion. It's a wisdom that you've got God. It's a wisdom, Eddie, of your own that says, you know what? I've got God. I know what it takes. And I don't need your help. I'm forsaking the wise counsel. I'm forsaking the wisdom that you've got for me. I'm forsaking it all because I'm smart enough on my own. That wise man is a wise man that's going to live a life, and there's no way to avoid it. You can argue with me all you want, but it's not me that you need to argue with, it's God. I don't care how good the life of the third wise man gets, it's always going to be a tragedy. No matter how rich he becomes, he's already become poor. No matter how wealthy he gets, he's already destitute. No matter how far he goes in life, no matter how far, he's still going to be farther away from God than he ever could have been. The Bible talks about that man being worse than he was before. Folks, I'm telling you this because I love you. I'm telling you this because, preacher, I'm going to be honest, I've got down on my knees and I've prayed to never lose what I've gotten from God. I have prayed and told the Lord, Eddie, I'm not strong enough. Eddie White, I'm not strong enough to hold on to what God's given me. I'm not strong enough. I've got to have His help. I've prayed that He would keep me going the path that I need to go, and I never come off of it. I've prayed that because I want to live to be Carl's age, and still people can say, that man walked the straight path. I want, and that's not for me. I don't want to get it for the glory of being able to have people say that. I want to get it because I don't ever want to get away from God. Because I don't care how religious you are. If you don't have the wisdom of God, you're just religious. I love you folks. I'm so thankful, and you should be too, that you come to a church that preaches God's Word. That is the most important thing. It's not how good the coffee tastes. It's not how great the donuts are. It's not how wonderful the teaching is. It's not how wonderful that Eddie and Misty sing and my wife sings. It's not how wonderful that David Richard blesses your heart when he sings. It's not that. It's not the dynamics of the preaching. It is the simple fact that it is the preaching of God's Word. We lose that, we've lost it all. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Dear Jesus, I'm begging you tonight. I'm begging you tonight, Lord, help us to seek your wisdom. Help us to give up what we are. Just give up what we are and become what you want us to be. Lord, please come down in a special way tonight. Lord, come down and anoint the service. All I want is your will to be done tonight. And Lord, please help me to never, ever stray. Help me to never stray off your word. Help me to always hold on to that King James Bible. Help me to never let loose. Help me to fight so many battles with it that my hand claves to the sheath. That my hand claves to it and it'll never let loose. My hand is formed around it so well that I couldn't turn it loose even if I wanted to. Lord, help us. Help us to seek your will in a greater way. But most importantly, God, help us to never turn our back on your word. Because the minute we turn our back on your word, we've turned our back on you. And I don't care what anybody says. We turn our back on your word, we've turned our back on you. Be with us in a special way tonight. Bless the invitation. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Preacher.
Every head bowed and every eye closed.
I couldn't help but think about when Brother David was preaching, a couple thoughts that came in my heart. First of all, I'm so thankful that when I met Rosie off the streets, she took me to a place where they had truth. Man. Went to a little Baptist church, run about 40 people. Friendship Missionary Baptist Church, Pastor Frank Milton, he's in heaven now. But I'm so glad he knew God. I'm so glad he knew the right Bible to preach out of. And he laid a foundation. Then he went on and Brother Roy Jones came. He's in heaven now. And he gave me great truth. He was a fiery preacher. But boy, he believed this old book. He believed in the local church. You know, we take a lot of things for granted. I went through two pocketfuls of tracks yesterday. I filled up and went empty and went out again and emptied it out again with Brother Joe Tutak. One man I witnessed to was up in Streetsboro. I witnessed to about four or five up there yesterday by that, for that matter. He was up there at that flea market there. And I gave him my track and I shared a little thing about Christ. And he said, "Preacher, I'm saved. I'm not walking with God no more. I've been in a Pentecostal church." And I said, "You know, you're always welcome at ours. And I said, go up to the website. Listen to some of the messages. Maybe they'll encourage you." You're lucky, and so am I. We're lucky we were in a place of truth. A lot of people go places and they're sincere, but they're sincerely wrong. And we've been real fortunate. Don't ever take that for granted. Boy, David's got the truth. The old men are trying to leave it with you. The old silver hairs are trying. You young people, don't laugh at the old silver hair. They're trying to leave something in your heart. I'll say this and we'll stand. You know, I get excited about Eddie Wilson and Dave and Robert and these young preachers. Because I know if the Lord doesn't come back in my lifetime, there's not a whole lot of young guys left that really believe the truth. I told Bob Gray, I said, "Bob, you're only 39. I said, when me and your dad go off the scene and all the rest of the silver hair, you younger guys will be the only ones left. I hope you stay with the stuff." Amen. And I said, "You're going to need to take the lead. That's why you got to get it all right now, young people. You got to get it all right now." I'm going to quote you scriptures and preachers going to pray. The Bible teaches to buy the truth. Amen. And sell it not.
That's right.
That kid sold out.
That
boy that we love so much, he sold out. He sold out for a pretty face. I'm going to tell you right now, don't sell out. Get wisdom.
Amen.
Get truth. And hold on to it. It'll preserve you through this earth. Heavenly Father, I pray with all my heart that we would think about what we heard tonight. There was a lot of truth there. Pray, dear God, that we'd never take for granted what we have. And Lord, help us not to be so ever high-minded to think that we could fall. Lord, we can.
That's right.
Help us. Help us, dear God, to ever seek you. Please. Help us to seek you and to draw nigh to God. Help us to be still and know God. We ask these things in Christ's name. Amen. Let's stand. Today, you might have, Brother David didn't know what I was going to preach, and I didn't know what Brother David was going to preach. I'll be honest with you, the last few days I've been kind of dizzy. What's going on? And I said, "Dave, I don't feel real good. I want you to preach." I had planned to preach both services. But I said, "Dave, you cover Sunday night. I'll take care of one. I'm not feeling real well." And I have anything that I didn't tell him what I was going to preach? He didn't tell me. We never tell each other. I don't ever tell people what to preach. We're pretty much the same today. And I think it's a number of witness. I think God's wanting to tell us something. Hey, Bethel, look what you got. Appreciate it. Hold on to it. Buy the truth and sell it not. Heavenly Father, I just pray you'll bless our people. Help us, dear God. Oh, God, help us to buy the truth and sell it not. Oh, God, help us to contend for the faith. And, oh, God, help us never to turn on it. Not to bring my message, but, oh, God, help us never to hear the cock crow three times. Oh, God, please help us. We really need your help. We are sheep, and we're very weak. And, Lord, sheep are very timid. They get unrestled real easy. Help us to be steady and calm. Help us to keep us by the still, calm waters. I pray in Christ's name. Amen. We'll sing this verse. What page are we on, Dave? Do we have a...